Yo, this is the Foul Hooked Whitey. I'm joined by my esteemed partner, Brandon Booty.
What up, everyone?
Booty, how are you?
I'm good. Trying to get over this sickness, but
yeah, shit's been going around, right?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, I mean, I I've had a touch of it since Cuba. So, Fly Fishing Nielsen ratings came in, and we're stable.
All right.
Yeah, we came in at a 10. 10 folks globally listen to us.
Still in double digits.
Yeah, we're hanging in there. And so I feel good about it as we, you know, make our way through winter.
Yeah. Do you think, as far as the seasonal aspect, do you think people are listening more or less in the off season in the winter?
Well, when it comes to this podcast, always less.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Yeah, always less. But that's all right. We're at 10. You know, and 10's a significant number to me.
Why is that?
Number one, it's my favorite movie title.
I don't know if I've seen that movie.
Of course you haven't. You don't know anything from my generation. How old are you?
31.
31. You don't know about the movie 10.
What's it about?
It's about a young, hot Bo Derek.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it. Well, I mean, it's a stupid fucking movie. But, you know, I mean, she's basically in a bathing suit the whole time. So 10.
There we go.
Great movie. Great fucking movie. And then number two, as far as why 10 is significant, is I love to fish a 10 weight.
Okay.
I fish a fucking 10 weight a lot. I mean, I don't fish a 10 weight ever for trout.
Yeah, of course.
But with what I do, you know, I about 2.5 weeks ago, I stuck a nice pike.
I seen that picture.
I'm not going to say where because, you know, I'll get fucking hate mail.
Yeah. Spot burning.
Death threats.
Yeah.
Right. But I caught a nice pike. I mean, I bet she was probably 40 inches.
Yeah, that's nice right there.
Yeah. And I mean, we're talking about the last day of December.
I've never caught a pike on a fly.
I've gone up to Canada and done it. And they're wonderful, beautiful creatures, and I'm not going to get into them today, but it really closed out a decent to good year for me fishing-wise.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and I saw this fish in about 3 or 4 feet of water just beat down on my bug. I mean, just like I'd seen a few during the day, and I caught a couple smaller ones that came unbuttoned, but on my last throw of the day, no bullshit, last throw of the day, I've got this big fucking ridiculous fly that my friend ties called a Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Right? Big streamer. Got to be a fucking 5-aught hook. I mean, I'm not exactly sure, but it's big. So you can see it good. And where I was crystal fucking clear.
Yeah.
So I got a chance to track this bug the whole time. And you know, piker, they're creepy.
Yeah, it's crazy how they're that big and you can't see them.
They creep on a bug.
Okay.
They do. I mean, I saw several decent to good fish, including one as big as the one I caught, just slowly tracking my bug. Not eating the fucker, just right there, but I saw him. And then finally this big female, I assume that's what it was, you know, just came from left to right and fucking smashed it right in front of me.
No hesitation.
No. And just bam. And I, like I said, I got a lot of casual follows.
Yeah.
I learned a little bit about that figure eight shit.
Yeah.
You know about that?
Is that when, did she hit it on the figure eight?
No, but you know about the figure eight?
Yeah,
some people do it. I know people are laughing at this, all 10 of them. But I mean, you know, the truth is I've never done a figure eight. So I end up, you know, doing this figure eight, even in a practice mode. And fuck, it turned me on. Well, I mean, it did, and I'll tell you why. Because I can imagine with what I saw that day, one of those fucking pike coming up from the depths and eating that on that figure eight.
Which is crazy, right?
Crazy. I mean, like fuck. I mean, yeah, you're right by wild. The fucking boat. And you know what? I've been talking about permit a lot. So it's like pike, you know, they're not boat shy. Yeah, they're generally shy.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I caught that great pike. All right. So, you know, today, you know, it's your topic.
Yep.
Today it's your topic. And I'll tell you what, I don't ever, I mean, I don't know what you're going to do, right?
Right.
100%. Right. Yep, 100%. And again, you don't know what I'm going to do every time we broadcast.
No, I don't.
Never.
No.
So I like that. So it's all yours. What do we got? We got some fucking.
Yeah, I think it's going to be exciting. We're going to do how well you know your co-host.
Okay.
Right. Wow. You've seen those shows where it's like partners.
Fuck yes. I have. It's kind of like dating games.
Yeah. What's your favorite food?
All right.
Right?
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Oh,
right?
Fuck.
Some of them are fishing related, so okay. I think it'll be fun.
Okay, good.
So we'll start off.
All right. I get my pen here.
Yep. I'll ask the question. It'll be you know, what's Rich's favorite, whatever, and then we both put it down, right?
Okay.
And then we show, probably like this, so the cameras can see them, huh?
Or maybe, yeah,
probably in front of us.
Yes.
And if our answers match,
you can't see what I write.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right, I got it. What was that fucking game called? You wouldn't know.
I can't remember.
I mean, it was off the air before you were even born. All right.
Question number one. You all ready? Right.
Yes.
What's Rich's favorite fish to catch on a fly? Your favorite fish to catch on a fly.
Okay. I mean, that could be a bunch of stuff. I mean,
that's why it's hard. You know, yeah,
so I can talk about what I may or may not write.
I can't know it, right? I got
to
try to.
Okay, guess I know you're smart enough to get, you know, it would within two or three guesses.
You want to do multiple guesses? We can.
No, fuck no. This is your game. I'm just saying. So for me, you know, you would think it would be permit, just because, of course, permit is a, you know.
I wasn't going
to
guess permit.
No, okay. I'm not trying to ruin the game.
Okay, fuck it.
I won't talk.
No, you can talk. You can give me a hint. I'll take a hint.
All right. So and then, you know, of course, I love trout. Yep. I fish for trout most.
Yeah.
And I love fucking tarpon.
Yeah.
And I love bonefish.
Yeah.
So this is fucking hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my favorite fish to catch. I'm gonna put this here. Wonderful. All right.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's turn it.
I
would have never guessed lemon shark.
I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not.
It's not your fault. If you're being honest. All you're doing is being honest.
I think I am.
Yeah, I think I am. It probably changes, too.
That's a big question and a short answer, right?
Especially how dimensional of a fly fisherman you are and how many places you fish.
Yeah, I mean, I think that for me, but I bonefish would have definitely been top three. No doubt.
Okay.
And you probably wrote that because I said, you know, I'm a bonefish fancier.
Yeah.
I know. I get that totally. All right. But that's fun.
Yeah. So now we got the same question for me, but obviously I don't fish for as much species as you, so it should be easier.
Huh. Okay. So, okay. For you.
Brandon's favorite fish to catch.
Don't hit me out here because, I mean, I want to do this fair. Fuck.
I'm going to write that bigger.
I think this is, you know, this is still a you know, something that I think I know.
Should be easier than yours. You ready?
Well, no doubt it is. Yes. Yeah. How about that?
1 point for Rich.
Yeah, good. Round trot. I mean, because basically I know that you learned wade fishing small creeks with streamers.
Yeah.
So, and I know, yeah, you know, you don't do that looking for rainbows.
No,
you don't.
You know, I'm not going to be mad if I catch a rainbow, stick a rainbow, but
I get it,
know.
But browns are better.
I'm not like Gallup. Oh, that's not a game fish.
No, is that know? What he says about rainbows? He is the fucking master, that guy. Fuck yeah. All right, I love Gallup. Okay, so whenever you're ready, what's the next one?
Question number two, just your I don't know if I should do this one. Let me know if I should do this one. I don't know if it's spot burn or what, but your favorite fly fishing river to fly fish. You think we could do that one?
I can't say it.
Then we won't do it.
Well, okay. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, I mean, I can't say it.
What about home water? We won't do this one.
Well, I mean, I can't, I have to be truthful.
Yeah, we won't do this one.
There's no fucking way I can say
it. Yeah, we won't do this one.
Yeah, good. All right, that's fair.
Favorite music genre.
Oh, fuck.
I think yours will be easier than mine.
You know, I think, you know, it's interesting. That's kind of easy. That's kind of easy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I got a bunch of fucking AC/DC tattoos.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
But you know, if you were into that type of music, I'm not going to say what kind, but if you're into that kind of music, you would probably pick two descriptions. And one of them, I'd say, isn't right. So I'm gonna give you the genre I like based on a common description of this music.
Wait. No, I'm confused.
Why?
I'm confused. I don't get what you're saying.
Well, you just want me to write down my favorite type of music?
Yeah, or we can do just favorite artist.
No, that's too easy. It's fucking easy.
It's easy for you and hard for
you. Don't know my, what?
For,
really?
Probably hard for you to guess mine.
Easy
for me to guess yours, probably hard for you to guess mine.
I would agree.
Yeah. Wow. We can just do genre.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna.
Rich's favorite genre of music, which I don't even know.
I think two.
I'm gonna write this bigger.
Two answers.
Two answers, okay.
No, I'm just saying that, anyway, let me put what I want to describe here. Okay, there we go. I write like shit on this, but okay.
Yeah, it's not the best. You ready?
Yes. Bam. Oh, motherfucker.
You thought I was going to put rock?
Put that to the camera. Can they see that?
I hope they can see it, yep. Yep, put that one to that one, I guess, huh?
Shit. I mean, he got it.
I got it.
I mean, I'm really surprised because I would have thought maybe you'd say metal.
Oh, okay.
You're right. Maybe you say metal.
Yeah.
And hard rock isn't metal.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a fine line.
I didn't even think about saying metal.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I mean, you know, I'm more of a hard rock fan than I am a metal fan.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow, that was impressive, Booty. That was fucking impressive, dude.
1-1. We're tied up.
That was fucking impressive. All right. Yeah, fuck yeah. I mean, that was really impressive, dude. You nailed it. I can't believe you got that. All right, now we're doing yours.
We're doing my favorite genre of music?
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
It's like, how specific do we be? You ready?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, R&B. I like the guess.
Thanks.
It's the bald head.
No, I mean, no, it's not. It's just, I put R&B in, of course, you know, Booty loves rap.
Yeah, only certain kinds of rap.
Though. Your gen loves rap.
Yeah.
I mean, your generation, like fuck. I mean, anybody that's under 40, that's kind of a... That's a mainstream music.
Yeah, I don't like a lot of the newer stuff. Mean, like the mumble rap. I don't really like all that.
You know, what I like is I like rap's attitude.
Yeah, that's
at the end of the day, for me, I like their attitude. I'm not somebody that would ever put on a fucking Tupac disc. You know, I mean
yeah,
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But you know, I get the fact that like Tupac is like some people's Angus Young.
Yeah, I like rap that has meaning in the words, not just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, Tupac was a fucking gangster, but he was
legit.
Tupac
has a lot of meaning to his words.
Yeah, you know? I mean, greatest rapper of all time is fucking white.
Eminem is a great rapper.
Fuck yes. I mean, yeah, he's...
Anyone who puts him out of his out of their top three is like crazy.
He's definitely the top three. The big rap stars in the world, they fucking love him.
I think he sold the most records.
Jeez. 8 Mile.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, okay, so...
All right, you ready? This is an interesting question.
All right,
question.
This is the last one on this episode.
Sounds good. All right. Interesting question. It's, what would you be doing if you weren't in the fly fishing industry?
God, that's a great fucking question, Booty. Wow. You thought about this shit.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Lydia helped me some.
Okay, but I'm still impressed. Okay, what would I be doing? Okay. I mean, this is going to be rancid, but I'm going to do it.
Or should I?
No, I understand. I'm going to put, okay. I've already got it, but it's okay. Up to you. You'll never get this, but.
I don't think I'm going to get it, because my brain went
think,
to.
Think CD.
CD?
CD. S-E-E-D-Y. CD. Think CD. No, it's not a drug dealer. You know, you're looking at me going, I mean, you know.
Dan, no, I have no idea.
Write it down.
Write CD down.
No.
I'm just playing.
No.
Dan, this is a good one.
I would agree. Great question.
This is a good one. I honestly have no idea.
Well, I mean, do your best.
I feel like you'd still be working for yourself in some way.
Yes, I would.
But then it's like, what industry would you be in?
I mean, I wrote mine down. Sitting breathing heavy in this fucking mic.
All right.
Oh, fuck. Wow. It's a big description.
I don't think I'm nowhere close. You ready?
Yes.
And my handwriting sucks.
All right, this is mine.
Ah, golly! I put owner of a retail.
You know, this is a real tacky reveal here. It's a real fucking.
You trying
tacky
to be on your Hugh Hefner?
No, it would be way seedier than Hugh.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, so that's the end of episode one. What do we call in our game?
How well do you know your co-host?
The Foul Hook Whitey and Booty get to know each other.
Great.
All right. That's the end of episode one. We'll be right back with episode two. We're out.